السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech, so that they may understand what I say. Rabbi zidni ilma, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a, wa rizqan tayyiba, wa amalan mutaqabbala. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. Allahumma faqihna fid-deen. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. It is so good to see you all here. Before we begin, I would just like to wish you all a Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah for the one who has allowed us to reach this beautiful month. And may he allow us to reach its completion and many more to come, inshallah. I pray that Allah will make ibadah easy for us and forgive us and increase us in ajr and hasanat. I hope you all have had a wonderful start to this month and that you all have had a wonderful week. Allah mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 185, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. This is the month of Ramadan in which Allah has revealed the Quran, a guidance for mankind and clear proofs for the guidance and the criterion between right and wrong. So inshallah, we should keep that in mind throughout our class and pray for reward from Allah that we are studying his beautiful book and that inshallah he makes it easy for us. So with that, inshallah, I would now like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which alhamdulillah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-Baqarah last time. So starting from ayah number 26 to 28, inshallah. And we will begin first with the recitation of the surah. So inshallah, if you all could open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. إن الله لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today, verses number 26 to 28. So inshallah, before we continue on with the tajweed analysis, I would like to continue with the topic of makharij, which we started in the previous class.
So we started with a specific area, which is the area of the throat. In Arabic, throat is called al-halq. And we learned there are five general makharij areas which the letters emerge from. So the area which we were focusing on last week is the area of the throat. So we learned that within the throat, there are three makharij. There is the bottom, the middle, and the top of the throat. So closer to your chest is the bottom of your throat. Then you have the middle in between. And then you have the top near your mouth where your tongue starts. So there are six total letters that come from the throat, and there are two in each of these areas. So we have three areas, the upper, the middle, and the bottom, and each of them have a total of two, making them six in all. So three times two is six. So the letters of the throat are hamza ha, ayn ha, and ghain ha. So last week we focused on the letters of the middle throat, which are ayn and ha. So again, we have the upper, middle, and the bottom. So we were focusing only on the letters of the middle throat. So there are two letters in each of these makharij, making six. And the two that we were focusing on were from the middle throat. So both of these, ayn and ha, are throat letters. And they are from the middle of the throat specifically. If you pronounce these correctly, and you put a hand on the middle of your throat, you should feel your throat move. That's why it is known as the middle of the throat, because you should feel that there is movement in the middle of your throat. So the letter hain, as we learned, has a slight constriction from the throat, almost like a gargling sound. You should feel that there is movement of your throat if you put a hand right to the middle. And then also we have the letter ha. Ha has the same makharij as hain, meaning you should put a hand on the exact same spot in the middle of the throat. For saying both ayn and ha, you should feel that there is movement. That is because both of them come from the same makhraj. They're both from the throat and both from the middle specifically. So last week, inshallah, we focused on the ayn. And this week, we are going to focus on the ha. So to understand the mechanism of the ha, we're going to do a small experiment. So I want you to imagine you're outside in the cold, and you can imagine that you don't have gloves. Now bring your hands up to your mouth and warm them up by bringing air up from your chest. So just imagine it's very cold, your hands are cold, and you want to warm them up. So you would go ha, ha. You should feel that there is warm air coming up. And you should do this experiment on your own so you know where that air is coming from, so you can feel exactly where this makharij is. So that makharij that you engage when you're trying to warm up your hands or you're trying to blow out warm air, this is the makhraj of the ha. So when you say ha, you should feel that there is warm air coming from your throat. Because it is coming from your throat, it should feel warm. So inshallah, that gives you a little bit of an idea. If you still are having trouble pronouncing it, try to do this experiment on your own. Just try to imagine that you are warming up your hands. And that is almost similar to the makhraj of the ha. So if you know how to do that, you should be able to use that same mechanism and then recite it when you are saying the letter ha. Now, something very, very important to note. I mentioned last time that if you don't pronounce ayn from the middle of the throat, it will sound like a hamza. They sound very similar, so that's why it's so important that we know the correct makharij. Ayn is from the middle of the throat, and hamza is from the bottom of the throat. So if I say a and a, they should sound different. And you should have movement of the throat with the ayn. If you don't have that movement, if you put a hand and you can't feel anything, it is possible that you're mixing the ayn and the hamza. So it's very important to make this distinction. The reason I'm bringing this up is because it's very similar for the letter ha and ha. So these two letters are very, very similar. It's easy to get them mixed up. We have ha and we have ha. If you don't engage the middle of the throat, you can get these letters mixed up, which sometimes can completely change the meaning of the word, which is why it's very important that we make this distinction. So how do we tell if we're engaging the middle of the throat? Again, you can put a hand to the middle of your throat near your Adam's apple and say, ha. Your throat should move. You should feel that there is a bump almost moving against your fingers. If you say ha and that bump is not moving, it is possible that you are getting the letters mixed up and that your ha may need a little bit more work. So it's the same for the ayn like we learned last week. If you don't feel movement in the middle of the throat, it may be a sign that your ayn or your ha is getting up mixed up with a hamza or a ha. So inshallah, we're going to make sure that we keep an extra careful eye out for that. We are going to recognize where there is a hamza and an ayn, and where there is a ha and a ha. and we are going to keep an extra careful eye out so we don't get those two mixed up. So inshallah, keeping that in mind, let's start with the tajweed analysis from the beginning of the lesson. And again, we are keeping an eye out for the two letters of the middle throat, the ayn and the ha. Inshallah, if you'd like to circle them or mark them, underline them, highlight them, inshallah, that's great. It'll make sure that you are keeping an eye out for these letters. And if you need to take a little bit extra time on these, you can, just to make sure that we are pronouncing them the best that we can. So inshallah, with that, let's start the tajweed analysis. We are going to start with verse number 26 from Inna Allaha la yastahi. So we begin with the name of Allah, Inna Allaha. Lam is a letter that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light. In this case, the name of Allah is heavy. So we want a mouthful sound, Inna Allaha. And here we have the letter in La yastahi. Here we have the letter Seen. And there is a sukoon on the Seen. So we want to rest on the Seen, almost have a whistling sound. Yes. Inna Allaha la yastahi. And we are keeping an eye out for the middle letters of the throat. And here we see the letter ha. So again, this is not yastahi. This is yastahi ha. Not sure how audible it is through the microphone, but you should feel that there is air almost escaping your throat. It is coming from your throat and you should feel movement. And here, right after the ya, there is a small ya with a med sign. That squiggly line, meaning we are pulling this for four counts. Inna Allaha la yastahi an yadhriba. Here we have the letter lad. Lad is part of qusad al-thaqib. It is part of the permanently heavy letters. So lad is heavy. Mathalam ma ba'udatan. Here, again, we are keeping an eye out for the middle letters. So we have the letter Ayn. Ayn has a slight constriction of the throat. You should feel movement. Ma ba'udata. And here we have Ba. Ba is a heavy letter. Khusadakh muntib, permanently heavy. So we want a mouthful kind of sound. Ba'udata. Fama fawqaha. Here we have the letter Qaf. It is part of khusadakh muntib. It is a permanently heavy letter. So Qaf is going to be a heavy sound. For the next part, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ. Here we have the word فَيَعْلَمُونَ. We have عَيْن with a سُكُون. So we want a constriction of the throat because عَيْن is a letter of the throat. فَيَعْلَمُونَ. And as we learned, it is also a letter of لِنْ عُمَر. لِنْ عُمَر are the letters of تَوَسُّط. So we want to rest upon this عَيْن. We want to make sure that we're pulling that constricted sound a little bit longer. فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ أَنَّهُ الْ. Here we have lam with a sukoon. Lam is part of lin umar. There is tawassut. We are resting upon this lam. الْحَقُّ. Here we have the letter ha. Again, ha is from the throat, similar to the ayn. So there is a bit of air coming out, warm air from the throat. You should feel movement. Al-haqqu. And here we have the letter qaf. Qaf is permanently heavy. Mir rabbihim. In rabbihim, ra is a letter that is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, ra is heavy. Rabbihim, ra, rabbihim. And we are ending on a letter with tawassut. We are resting upon this meme. Wa amma alladhina kafaru. Here we have the letter ra. Ra in this case is heavy. كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ. قَاف in this case is heavy, or قَاف is always heavy. It is a permanently heavy letter. فَيَقُولُونَ. So قَاف is heavy. مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ. Here in مَاذَا, we have that symbol of the med. It is that squiggly line on the alif. So we are pulling this for four counts. أَرَادَ. رَا is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, رَا is heavy. And dal is light, and the name of Allah is heavy. So we are going from heavy, light, back to heavy. So we want to make sure dal does not become heavy. It is not aradallah, it is aradallah. Dal is light. And the name of Allah in this case is heavy. Bihadha mathala yudillu bihi. Dad is a heavy letter. Khusadakh sprinkled. We are making this heavy. Mouth should be full. كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي. كَثِيرًا. Ra is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, ra is a heavy sound. Kathiran wa yahdi bihi kathira. Again, ra is a heavy sound, so we want to make sure the mouth feels full. Wa ma yudillu. Bad is a permanently heavy sound. Bad, mouth should feel full, back of the tongue should be raised. Bihi, here again we have that small ya. If you can see after the ha, there is a small ya, and there is a squiggly line. That is the sign of a four count mad. So we are going to pull this for four counts. Illa al-fasiqin. Lam has tawassut. It has lam with a sukun, part of lin umar. So we are applying tawassut. We are resting. In fasiqin, qaf is heavy. So we are making sure qaf is heavy. The back of the tongue should be raised. وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. We are pulling this for four counts because there is a two-count mad followed by a sukun. This is known as mad arad lissukun when we pull for four counts when we are ending at the end of an ayah. And noon is also a letter of tawassut, so we are resting upon this noon. الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ. Qaf and bad are both heavy sounds. We want to make sure back of the tongue is raised. Rahda. Rain is a letter of the throat. Rahda is not ahda. It is rahdallahi. The name of Allah in this case is heavy. And again, in mimbardi, we have the letter rain. There is a slight constriction. Bardi mi faqihi. And rain is also a letter of lin umar. So we want to make sure that this rain sound is prolonged. Mithaqihi, qaf is a heavy sound. Wa yaqutaruna, qaf and ta are both heavy sounds. Yaqutaruna, ayn is from the throat. We want that ra sound. Ma amarullahu. Here on ma, on the alif, we have a med. This is a four count med. You can tell by that squiggly line. So we are pulling this for four counts. Amarullahu, ra is heavy. The name of Allah is heavy. And in bihi, again, we have that little ya after the ha with a squiggly line, meaning we are also pulling this for four counts. وَيَقُطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرُ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُصَلَى. And here, صَاد is a heavy sound. يُصَلَى وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So fa with a sukun, we are resting upon this fa. Fil al, lam has sukun, ra has sukun. Both of these are letters of the tawassut. We are resting upon all of these. In ula'ika, this is a four count mat. You can tell by that squiggly line on the alif. We are pulling this for four counts. Humul khasirun, lam is a letter of the tawassut. So we are resting upon this lam. Khasirun, kha is a permanently heavy sound. So kha is going to have the back of the tongue raised. Khasirun, we are pulling this for four counts and ending with a noon tawassut. Kayfa takfuruna, gaf has a sukun, so we are resting upon this gaf. Kayfa takfuruna billahi wa kuntum. Kuntum, mim has tawassut, so we are resting upon this mim. Amwatan, again, mim has tawassut, we are resting upon this mim. Fa'ahyakum, here we have the letter ha. Ha is from the throat. You should feel warm air, a slight movement of the throat. Fa'ahyakum. Meem has the wasuts. We are resting upon this meem. Thumma yumitukum. Here we have meem with the wasuts. We are resting upon this meem. Thumma yuhyikum. Here we have the letter ha. Ha is from the throat. Yuhyikum. This ya is a two count mad. So we are pulling this for two counts. Kum, meem has the wasut, so we are resting upon this. Thumma ilayhi turja'un. Ra is a letter of lin umar, it has the wasut, so we are resting upon this ra. Turja'un, again we have the letter ayn. Ayn is from the throat, you should feel a movement of the throat. Turja'un. And we end with a four count med, and there is also noon with a sukun, so this is a letter of tawassut. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. As you practice, keep an eye out for the ha and the ayn. These are one of the most difficult letters, in my opinion, in the Arabic language. So they do take a little bit of practice. So inshallah, just keep an eye out for them. Try to practice on your own. And inshallah, by the idhn of Allah, it will become more natural for you as well. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class. So I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.